The governors of the 8 states surrounding the Great Lakes have said yes to Waukesha. The Wisconsin city will be allowed to draw up to 8.2 million gallons of water from Lake Michigan each day. Waukesha's groundwater source is depleted and it's become contaminated with radium. This is the first big test of the Great Lakes Compact, which was formed 8 years ago to protect the water from being diverted by thirsty cities and states outside of the basin. Molly Flanagan is the vice president of policy for the Alliance for the Great Lakes. Molly, does the Alliance support this decision?
So we feel like the Compact Council and the regional body, so the Great Lakes governors and premiers, placed enough conditions on Waukesha's diversion proposal, so enough hoops that they have to jump through in order to get water. It sets a pretty high bar for future communities that might look at the Great Lakes as a source of drinking water.
Tell us, how was Waukesha's request amended to the point you can feel you can support it?
The proposal was amended in a number of ways, and I'm going to hit on three of the big ones, but there were numerous smaller amendments that were made as well. First, the area that Waukesha can provide water to was substantially reduced. In the beginning, you had a water service area that included not only the city of Waukesha, but parts of other surrounding communities. And we felt very strongly that it did not meet the definition of community under the Great Lakes Compact, and also that those communities had not made a case for why they needed Great Lakes water. And in fact, some of them were on record saying specifically that they did not need water and didn't want it. The Compact Council and regional body heard us loud and clear on that point and substantially shrunk the service area to only the city of Waukesha and some pieces of the town of Waukesha that are entirely surrounded by the city and have water supply lines next to their property.
Okay, that's point one.
Point one. The second change is, because of that reduced service area, the amount of water that Waukesha is allowed to withdraw each day was also substantially reduced and brought down from more than 10 million gallons per day to the 8.2 million gallons per day that they're now allowed to take from the Great Lakes. And then the third point is enforcement. There have been some significant concerns brought up that the state of Wisconsin, because of a variety of state laws and some opinions from the attorney general there, might not be able to make sure that all of the conditions that the Compact Council put on the diversion, that all of those are actually applied to the diversion. So the Alliance for the Great Lakes and a number of other organizations around the region said, that's a no-go. You know, this is federal law. You can't have an approved diversion that was only approved because of these significant conditions placed on it, then the state of Wisconsin or the city of Waukesha decide to ignore. There was some specific language added to make it really clear that all of the conditions have to be met, and that if they are not met, the Compact Council or individual states or individual organizations like the Alliance for the Great Lakes can take action in court to compel compliance with all of those conditions.
Because I know one of the key parts of the agreement now is that Waukesha can draw up to that 8.2 million gallons of water, but they have to treat and return an equal amount of water to the lake. People are concerned, will the rules be followed?
Yeah, so that's a really important point and a requirement under the Great Lakes Compact. Cities like Waukesha, if you get a diversion of water, then you have to send that water back to the Great Lakes. And absolutely, that is something that the Alliance for the Great Lakes and others will be watching really closely to make sure that not only the city of Waukesha is returning the right amount of water, but that the quality of that water that is returned is not causing harm to the Root River or to Lake Michigan.
Molly, what states propose the amendments?
Amendments were proposed by a number of states, but really Michigan, Minnesota, and the state of New York were leaders in offering amendments and negotiating those amendments among their colleagues in the other Great Lakes states and provinces.
Do you get a sense that Minnesota really does seem to be leading the way as the state that is most concerned in conserving Great Lakes water?
Minnesota has really been viewed as a leader in these discussions because it abstained from voting when the regional body voted. The other 7 Great Lakes states voted to send the Declaration of Finding, which is essentially the document that the regional body put together that includes all of the conditions they wanted to place on Waukesha's proposal, on to the Compact Council. Minnesota did not vote. And so what that did was introduce some uncertainty about Minnesota's position and gave us some really good leverage to negotiate for some additional changes at the Compact Council level.
Now, there are people who are worrying that this decision opens the door to more outsiders who want to divert water from the Great Lakes. Are you one of them?
I am not worried that this is going to end up being death by a thousand straws into the Great Lakes. If you look at what Waukesha had to do in order to get to the vote that the Compact Council made approving this diversion, they spent more than 5 years working on this proposal. They spent millions of dollars preparing this proposal. That's all before they've actually paid for any infrastructure. A really long time period, a pretty arduous process. I think other communities that might have been eyeing the Great Lakes as a source of water are going to think really hard about whether that's the avenue they want to pursue, given all of the hoops that Waukesha is being forced to jump through.
Molly Flanagan, do you feel as though the Great Lakes Compact worked the way it was designed to?
The Compact Council and regional body really heard what citizens around the Great Lakes were saying in terms of their opposition and concerns about Waukesha's diversion proposal. The Great Lakes Compact was written to allow some of these limited exceptions. So broadly speaking, diversions of water to places like California are prohibited under the Great Lakes Compact. But diversions to communities very close to the Great Lakes region in these counties that straddle the Great Lakes Basin Divide are allowed to apply for a diversion if they have a problem with their drinking water source, which Waukesha has in terms of the radium contamination that you mentioned. You know, I think the Compact Council and regional body took a really hard and thoughtful approach to this and set a high bar for future communities that might want a diversion of Great Lakes water.
Molly Flanagan is the Vice President of Policy for the Alliance for the Great Lakes. Molly, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.